Alvita, it's about speech. Mother thinks that 99% of the time, 99% of the people mostly talk uselessly. So it's not really productive or purposeful. So how do we make our communications purposeful?
So it's very true. Speech is the power, it's the externalizing power. So speech is where you, whatever is inside you, you take it to the world. So it's the power of externalizing mind. Speech is controlled by that. So just as understanding is by the receptive mind, speech is. And Mother has said in so many words, he says, people who indulge in gossip. There is a whole meditation of the mother on gossip. And she says, people who indulge in gossip, especially when it is, when they use slanderous language, and, you know, she doesn't use the word foul words, but basically slander with, they use the word words which are, you know, ugly and those kind of words. She says, it is like committing spiritual suicide. She has used very strong words. So, yes, to be always connected with the heart when you speak, especially in a group. This is okay. This is still a good group. But here too, means anywhere, stay connected with the heart. Don't let just flow with just anything and everybody. We get caught in the atmosphere of people. So this one has to learn how to stay connected here when all kinds of things are going on. Say, for instance, in a party, in the Indian Air Force, I had these, occasions, parties. You have to go for a party. So this was a very good practice to be a witness and to be here. So people say all kinds of things, practice equanimity. But there are times when you want to speak, you should speak. But it should, this should flow. When there is a heated discussion, debate, animated discussions, they are best avoided. These things one learns by experience. Especially if you are idealistic, there is a tendency to be drawn into. So one has to slowly, because you discover that you lost something. It's a very sad, one learns through all these mistakes. It's not that tomorrow it changes. And slowly one begins to discover. Then one has to start even picking and choosing. There's no need to go for, parties and what is that? Ghodi par gadha baithta hai. Kya bolte hai usko? Marriage. Okay. So, donkey sitting on horse, no. That's how marriages are like. The dulha sits on the... It is such a pitiable sight, honestly. That fellow who would be scared at the sight of a mouse, he's a kuvarji holding a sword. And I mean, height of insanity. And he enjoys being fooled. Just imagine with a sword, I am kuvarji. At least deserve that. Even if the horse goes berserk, you will jump off. That's why I use the word ghode par gadha. So, see, marriages, there are places where the consciousness gets really debased. I'm not saying whether one should do it or not, but in the interest of yoga, one should not. And if one is caught into that, because see, none of these is indispensable and necessary. All this socialization thing, we think it's not really indispensable or necessary. If we are doing it, we should know that, well, I still am not able to be so sincere. At least the least first step of sincerity is to discover my insincere spots. And then, rather than, just justifying it, what to do, this what happened, that happened, no. There is in me a weakness and I need to overcome it. Mother, this is how I get carried away. Help me. This should be the approach where we discover every insincerity. So generally, groups are, certain groups you cannot avoid. Office meeting. Everybody knows. Meetings are all about everybody decides and nobody decides. Or somebody's already decided. but gives the illusion of democracy. And everybody knows these things. But it's okay. Then practice equanimity. Give your suggestion, leave it at that. If you are asked, give your suggestion. Or if you are in that position, give your suggestion. But then practice equanimity. In an office meeting where you have no choice. Marriages, best avoid. Your own and everybody's. That's not for you. Okay? Okay, Dhanil is also. But anyways, so the point is that you should know that what groups where, and then of course satsangs are okay, but satsangs also tend to sometimes degenerate. After a good meditation, people just, you know, get too bubbly, too cheerful. So darshan days, especially in ashram, you will see. Other places also. Darshan day is also a combination of meeting day. So while darshan day is fine, it's a natural joy to meet, you know, those who are co-travelers. But very soon there is a tendency for the meeting to degenerate. So we should try to avoid that. Be a little more conscious. That's how it has to be. Group life is invariably, unless you are a strong individual, very clear. That's why individualization is so important, where you choose. So one of the techniques that I was told when I had just joined Air Force, that time I had not turned towards the yoga, and this used to be a challenge because people talk all kinds of nonsense. So someone passingly said something and I picked up a hint and I said, okay, this is a good idea. So what I would do is that I would start either observing or I would start initiating a new conversation. So that at least the conversation becomes meaningful. Otherwise it's same thing is going on. Kya kar raha hai ji beta? Kya ho gaya? Shadi ho gayi? Bacha ho gaya ki nahi? Ghar bana ki nahi? Gaadi kaun si khareedi? Such nonsensical things, you know, go on. So at some point you have to yourself change that whole conversation into something more meaningful.
Sorry, like what would be the... Can you give an example of what should be more meaningful conversations?
Plenty of things. Any conversation which is out of our limited, personal, selfish, mean, little round of life. Petty round of life. Me, my family, my children, my salary, my car, my house. Universal preoccupation. And see how after this, people go on saying, you know, my son is there. Are you, so what? He's not interested in listening, you know. He's in Detroit. He's in Dallas. He's doing this. Are you, it's okay. I mean, what difference? You're happy, fine. Be keep your happiness. Nobody is interested. I'm just telling practically also. It's boring to the other person. He's not interested in knowing. But a conversation, let's say when you talk about India or about nation, about larger things which are happening, which concerns, which should concern all of us as a citizen. Condition of humanity. Pick up any topic, hundreds of things which are important. It could be apparently seemingly small plastics for that matter. But something which is not all about that pettiness. I can't help quoting a passage from Savitri. Oh, for this lines which Ashupati hears in his Akashvani. Oh, force compelled, fate driven, earth born race. Oh, petty adventurers in an infinite world. And prisoners of a dwarf humanity, how long shall you tread the circling tracks of mind around your little self and petty things, but not for a changeless littleness where you meant, not for vain repetition where you built. This transient earthly being, if he so wills, he who now stares at the world with ignorant eyes, can fill those orbs with the immortal sight. our acts can fit into transcendent scheme. If nothing else, discuss these things. So many things. But basically, the smallness of life, which is centered around, you know what, how lovely, I'm just giving an example. Oh, the other day we had dosa at that place, fabulous. Now the other person also has to say, huh? Say, but have you tried that joint? Oh, that person, you know, the recipe is like this. No, no, no. You should go to Pondicherry and you should try there. But you know, I prefer little less spice. What is this conversation going on? Half an hour over dosa. Can you imagine a worse waste of time? And it goes on. The rasa that people take in. I'm just giving an example. After all, it's okay. Nice dosa. You ate it, enjoyed it, done with it. That's the end of the story. So that's what I meant by a meaningless. Meaningless conversation is that which no way contributes to our progress. Knowing a good dosa joints all over in Melbourne doesn't help. But knowing if there is a study circle in Melbourne helps. Knowing if there is a good library where probably you also have Sri Aurobindo's books the other day, that helps. Knowing there that there are, you know, certain event going on of a musical, beautiful musical festival where, you know, someone is coming and a soulful music, that helps. So that's the basic difference between a meaningless conversation is a waste of time and energy. It doesn't contribute to our own individual or collective progress. Meaningful conversation is where it at least helps me grow. Sometimes, for instance, deep state. So what is deep state? When people discuss, they know a little more about what's happening in the world. So it helps me to grow a little more conscious. So that's what is meaningful.